الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا. In this ayat, it's a lengthy ayat in which Allah is describing various aspects of our deen. Yesterday we read that when a person becomes free from his ihram, then it is permissible for him to hunt again animals. Now the next command which Allah Ta'ala gives, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْعَانُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. Or bait na ho tumko us qaum ke dushman. And let the enmity not of any nation become a means, a reason, and saddukum ani masjid al haram ke tumko rok, chunke tumko rokti thi hurmat wali masjid se, that they stopped you from the honorable masjid, that is from Baytullah, from making umrah. And ta'atadu us par ke ziyadati karne lago, in that you start, you exaggerate and you go over the limits. The explanation of this ayat is that in the 8th year of Hijri, when the Sahaba with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to make Umrah, they were stopped at Hudaybiyah and they were not allowed to make Umrah. And after that a peace agreement was made that they will come the next year and they will make their Umrah. However, so this, that they stopped them, they, naturally they felt hurt about it. And that hurt, that pain, must not become a cause now. Allah Ta'ala says that you do not respect the laws of the haram or of your ihram. And also that the law which Allah Ta'ala has given, that the kuffar, even in the state of the kuffar, when they were coming for Hajj, and in their wrong ideas, they were pleasing Allah Ta'ala, so don't stop them. And this permission was until the ayat was revealed, innamal mushrikuna najasun, till that time. So however, this enmity that you have for them, it must not become a cause that you stop them from Masjid al-Haram and from the other aspect of the of ihram and of the haram. From here, a great principle is understood, that in dealing with any people, any occasion, do not see your emotions and your feelings, but see what the principle is. For example, your own children, they do something wrong, and then you have a soft spot for them because they're your children. And if somebody else's children do something wrong, then you punish them. So that is, you are working on your emotions. So Allah Ta'ala wants the Muslims to come above this, that they must not work on their emotion, but they must see the principle. Whoever has done wrong, that person must be treated accordingly. So much so, when Fatima Makhzumiya, a lady and an honorable lady of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, she had committed the crime of theft, and then punishment was meted out to her. The Sahaba interceded on her behalf because she was an honorable lady. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if Fatima bint Muhammad has to speak, I will cut her hands also. That is, there was no compromise because of any emotions and feelings. Whoever it is, see the principle. Whoever does wrong, then treat him as according to that. Whoever does right, treat him according to that. So this, that the kuffar had stopped the Muslims from coming for Umrah, that now that enmity that naturally came, they stopped us from Umrah, let that not become the cause that you don't treat them as they are supposed to be treated. You can see the great height of respect and to observe the laws of Allah which the Quran wants of the Muslims, that they must come above their emotions and they must follow the laws and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and see the principle at all times. So in all matters we have to see what is the principle and go by that. And for that a lot of training is required, spiritual training for a person. that he does not work on his nafs and his emotions, but he works on the principle that is the governing factor at that time. So this is a thing that we all have to try and develop within ourselves and see that that our emotions do not become our ideals and our God, our idol. But that principle of deen, that we must see. Anyone's enmity or anyone's love must not be a cause of our decision. But the principle which is underlying there, that must be the cause of whatever decisions we make. May Allah give us tawfiq to rise to this level and have that level of deen in our lives and live according to that, inshallah.